Welcome back to Basic Crypto. I'm Connor Olstad.
I'm Nathan Height.
And what are we talking about today?
Well, I've done some research on mining.
Okay.
And I want to get more into that or try to understand it a little bit more because I know you can have a computer, you can have thousands of computers doing several different tasks, trying to understand the blockchain. I'm just trying to figure out how does someone, if they were to get into it, or what is it?
Yeah. So mining is really like, it's a term that they needed to come up with, you know, like any of these like different things, crypto, like whatever.
Yeah.
They came up with these terms, right? So mining, what that is actually the math that's being done on the blockchain. And I'm talking specifically in a proof of work protocol. Okay. And if you want to know about our proof of work versus proof of stake or really like kind of what that is, definitely check out our previous podcast about that. But for proof of work, a lot of math needs to be done. And when that math is done, there is rewards that happen and that those rewards are mining. Now, the actual physical act of mining, well, not physical, digital act of mining is a... I explained it a little bit in the blockchain episode, but it is math that's being done by a computer. They guess the right problem or they fix the problem. They show everybody, they get the reward.
Right.
Okay. So in mining, what like if you wanted to become a miner, really what's going to be happening is your computer becomes a miner. But what they do is you hook up to this peer-to-peer network. You hook your computer up to this peer-to-peer network. It's running the, you know, the problems when that come off the blockchain or whatever. And then if it wins, it gets a reward.
Yeah.
There is mining in proof of stake protocols as well. Proof of stake. But the difference between proof of stake and proof of work, as I have explained before, is that proof of stake, only one miner really does the work and they're randomly chosen, or there's a sense of randomness to it. Whereas proof of work, everybody's doing the work and trying to get it first.
Right.
Okay. So mining itself is a way that that coins are come into the system, or they can be... another way that coins are transacted through fees, because the first Bitcoins were mined. Okay. They weren't transacted because they couldn't be. And so depending on what kind of coin you are using, your coins are either minted, or they are mined. Right.
Okay.
And so you can have, and, you know, there might be other ways that they make it, you know, or whatever, but like there are, And those two things can run interchangeably, but there are with Bitcoin specifically, because we're going to talk about that because that's the hot coin. They are all mined, and the way that they are minted is by being mined, right? And so you could, the Satoshi Nakamoto, if he wanted to, he could have minted 21 million and just put them all out there in the beginning, and the only way that you can get them is by transacting with that one wallet that has them. But the way that he made it was so that you can mine it, okay, mine them out of the protocol and then get them and have them and then start transacting them. So that's okay. How other people can get it. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I'm starting to understand why a lot of people are saying how like Bitcoin is not energy efficient because it takes so much power just to mine one Bitcoin if it were one Bitcoin. But
yeah.
Yeah, and I can understand why there are other other networks working on trying to make that runtime even smaller to be even more energy efficient.
Mining is, well, a lot of people think that that's the only way that you can get Bitcoins is if you have to mine them, right? That's what I thought initially when I first started with Bitcoin. I was like, well, I need them. I need to mine them, you know? But that's not so. That's how they get into the world. That's how they get into this digital space. But if you want them, you can just transact with somebody that already has them, or you mine them. It's those two ways. And that's why you are able to have a ledger that you are on Bitcoin, because if you know how many Bitcoins are out there, like if you're only tracking that, you know, like I'm tracking where they're really just where they're mined.
Yeah.
And then after that, just where they go, you know, where every single Bitcoin is. And right now, because of how that works, everybody knows where every single Bitcoin is because it's all on that public ledger. The only way it gets in there is by solving math problems and mining them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested. I want to do some more research on how it all started. I think it'd be great to do a podcast on how Bitcoin even started.
Yeah, with like Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah,
it's there's a little bit of mystery to it or whatever.
Of course, I'm sure there's a lot of conspiracy theories on it too.
Oh yeah, there's definitely conspiracy theories, but it definitely like, and it's not like a crazy thought. It's more of like all of these parts were implemented into one, like, oh, let's make a transaction that has a public key and a private key, puts that together. There you go. Like, and that's it. Right. It, like that. So there's that part of it. That was what was so revolutionary. Well, but then we run into the problem of like, can't somebody just copy and paste that those digits and make that several times? Well, okay. So then we add that and do this. And now, and then you get down to the final problem that is like, how does people not just keep adding more coins into this?
Yeah.
There is a certain amount, and maybe the algorithm has a way to add more, just like, Dogecoin adds X amount for every transaction.
Right.
Okay. But, or X amount are minted for every block that is solved. Like there's that way too. But, with Bitcoins, it's 21 million exist and that's how many are, ever going to exist.
Yeah.
And fractions of them are mined every minute.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Kind of the evolution of mining and how it has evolved over the years. It started off by people essentially just using their CPU or their computers to do this math, right? And they would just be a program on their computer. It would be plugged into the network. It would do it. Then people started to figure out that the GPU on their computer is actually better for this, or gaming computers are better for this because it can do more math. GPUs, for those of you that don't know, GPUs are meant to put graphics up in front of you on the screen, higher graphics, gamers use it, that kind of a thing. They're just really good at doing math. And so they started using GPUs instead, and then it evolved to another type of GPU or processing machine. And now we're on to ASICs, or ASICs is what they call them. And Nate has it pulled up. What does that stand for?
It stands for Application Specific Integrated Circuit.
Yeah, so application specific is the part that is the power of the mining, because it's essentially like it is very good at this. It is very good at solving the Bitcoin algorithm, or at least running the Bitcoin algorithm. It might not be able to do it as fast because, there is a lot of math and we are just limited to physics of or what the silicon can do. But they are like these computers that they have, these mining machines, they can't do anything besides solve that blockchain algorithm or solve a blockchain algorithm. And I believe that you can like get ones that can do Bitcoin or can do Ethereum or whatever. I don't know how complex difference, wise or whatever, but these people that are buying mining facilities, in Arizona and putting them in like storage containers and stuff, like they are buying like, 500 of these computers at $1,000 a piece, putting them all, link them all up together so that they all know what numbers they're guessing for this algorithm or whatever, right, creates a mining pool. To solve this thing. And that's the other thing I wanted to mention is that you could buy one of these ASICs, put it in your basement and start running it and seeing if you can, win the algorithm, right? Well, but there's a lot of bigger, faster computers than is sitting in your basement. So you're probably not going to win that much.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to be able to mine that much and get the actual like reward. Mm-hmm. So what they have is called mining pools. And what mining pools do is essentially you pool up with other computers and collectively you will share the rewards for how much computing power you are putting into the mining pool.
Huh.
So
very interesting.
Yeah, but the downside of that is that there are certain mining pools that are getting too big, and so once those mining pools, get over 60% of the network, then in theory they could just create transactions.
Okay.
Because they, since they control the majority of the network.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit like which is why stuff like proof of stake and proof of space and all these other things have come up in different protocols, but It's different mining pools keep getting shut down or changed based on government regulations and stuff. China had a huge mining pool that just went away. Kazakhstan had a huge one, then their power went out, and so like a bunch of stuff happened there or whatever. And wow. So just a lot of stuff around the world. But you know,
yeah, it's crazy. I can see why a lot of people get very confused with cryptocurrency, because there's a lot that goes into it, mm-hmm. especially mining. It's just such a minor thing to get into, but also it's
minor thing.
I know, but it covers what needs to be done in the crypto space. So it's very,
the miners are the people that are running this whole machine, and it's decentralized. Everybody's able to do it. Yeah. And so that's really cool, because as we move from web one to web two and now to web three is going to have a basis of essentially a bunch of computers that are running this. These computers are getting rewarded for what's happening on the internet. Yeah. And right now, Facebook, Instagram, Google, you know, they're the ones that are getting rewarded for what's happening on the internet. Mm. And so this is redistribution to people rather than to these organizations. Yeah. Now, could these organizations have a bunch of computers, put it in there? Yeah, but you can still compete. Like, I can't compete with Google. If I wanted to make some kind of a search engine, it's like, good luck.
Right.
They're going to overtake you. And if you get any bigger, then they're just going to buy you out and you're done. Yep. You know, whereas with the mining thing, like you can do it, mm-hmm. and you can join a pool of all your friends and take them on, you know? So
stick it to the man.
Yeah, sure. it's a crazy evolution, and it's kind of cool, and it's cool to see where it goes. And you know, it's, we'll see.
Yeah. That's really cool. That's awesome.
But if you have any questions about mining, I know I didn't really get into like specifically how to do it. To be completely honest, I don't know. I know that there is a guy, he reached out to me, he listens to the podcast. He does know how to mine. He has been mining. And so maybe having him on, let me know if that would be beneficial for you guys. And we will talk to you in the next one.